This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kate Bronstein, and here's what's happening. Advocates called on Philadelphia City Council to change the way the city funds affordable housing at a hearing last week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Angelita Ellison lived in South Philadelphia for years in a house her family owned, but it was an old house, and when repairs became unaffordable, they started life as renters, prompting multiple moves as they were priced out of one neighborhood after another.
I have seen firsthand how housing has become increasingly unaffordable. Philadelphia is turning into a place you can work but cannot afford to live.
Ellison is one of the advocates who asked a council committee to devote at least half of the city's affordable housing budget to programs for residents making less than $30,000. Currently, most city housing programs are aimed at residents who make more than that, which Kayana Johnson of Mantua argued leaves too little for those who need it most.
Housing is a human right, and we cannot afford to let systemic inequities continue to push our neighbors out.
A sympathetic committee chair, Jamie Gauthier, pledged to push for more resources.
We need to double down on the things that work.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And police have identified the suspect they have in custody for the shooting that left two women injured not too far from Friday's Eagles parade, happening after just 2:30, right when the speeches were getting underway at the Art Museum. KYW's Sunny Morgan has more.
Officials say 28-year-old Brandon Ramos has been arrested for the shooting, which investigators say was the result of a fistfight. They say a 27-year-old woman was shot in the left leg, while a 20-year-old woman was wounded in the upper left thigh. Both are in stable condition. According to police, it happened on the 2300 block of the Ben Franklin Parkway near Parktown Place. They say the fight broke out after one of the victim's boyfriends cut through the crowd to get to a porta potty. Investigators say he was punched in the face, and Ramos pulled out a gun and fired shots during the scuffle. Officials say despite being unable to locate a scene, they recovered a weapon and were able to identify the shooter after investigation. Ramos is charged with aggravated assault, among other charges. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And since last Sunday, it's been a glorious time of Super Bowl celebration for Eagles fans in the tri-state area. KYW special contributor Larry Kane has this commentary on the glow that still remains.
Lessons learned, history made. This is more about life than sports. You can call this made in Philadelphia. This connection, amazing, between the team and its fans that became a force of nature. Mix in this. Doubters tried to rain on the parade back in September, and as late as a month ago. By the way, many fans joined in the negativity, but the times, they are changing. Think about this. The team ignored the noise. The doubters were drowned out by superb talent and special management. After all, the quarterback, poised and confident, turned out to be MVP and the greatest runner in Philadelphia history, wasted by the not-so-giant New York franchise, set records. The fans offered so much support, and what they got back was uninhibited joy. Their energy, voices, and oneness heard through the neighborhoods, at the stores, and especially in the concrete canyons and open-air majesty of the Ben Franklin Parkway and the iconic steps of the Art Museum. And put this in the mix. Management on and off the field, management that is a vivid example of excellence for companies across America, from the owner to the coach, who almost brought me to tears watching him hug his family. Let's face it, it's all combined, a connection between individual talent, excellent teamwork, a feeling of oneness. Our grandchildren may tell theirs of the events of February 2025, which, in my opinion, could wind up to be the greatest sports shared experience in American history. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Kate Braunstein. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.